Hello, and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important skills you'll need for your AQA GCSE Biology exam, planning experiments. Now, I know what you're thinking. Planning sounds boring. But trust me, this is where you can really shine and pick up some serious marks. In fact, this topic is worth 60% of your AO3 assessment objective, which is all about applying your knowledge to design valid, reliable experiments. Whether you're facing a 6-mark extended response question or a shorter planning task, the examiners are looking for very specific things. And the good news? Once you know what they want, planning questions become one of the most predictable and achievable parts of your exam. So let's get started. Let's begin with the absolute fundamentals. Every experiment has 3 types of variables, and you must be able to identify and explain all 3. First, the independent variable. This is what you change. It's the factor you're deliberately altering to see what effect it has. For example, if you're investigating how temperature affects enzyme activity, your independent variable is temperature. But here's the key, you can't just say temperature. Examiners want you to be specific. You need to say temperature of the water bath in degrees Celsius, and ideally give the range you'll use, like from 20 degrees to 60 degrees in 10 degree intervals. That specificity is what gets you the marks. Second, the dependent variable. This is what you measure. It's the outcome you're observing or recording. In our enzyme example, you might measure the volume of product formed in cubic centimeters, or the time taken for the reaction to complete in seconds. Again, notice the precision. We're stating the units and exactly what we're measuring. Never just say measure the amount. That's too vague and won't earn credit. Third, control variables. These are the factors you keep the same to make your test fair. This is where students often lose marks. You need to identify at least 2 specific control variables and explain how you'll control them. For instance, keep the pH constant at 7 using a buffer solution, or use the same volume of enzyme solution, 5 cubic centimeters, measured with a measuring cylinder. See the difference? You're not just listing variables, you're showing the examiner you understand how to control them. Now, let's talk about validity and reliability. 2 words that come up constantly in exam questions. Validity means your experiment actually tests what it's supposed to test. You ensure validity by controlling all variables except the independent variable. Reliability means your results are consistent and repeatable. You ensure reliability by doing repeat readings, at least 3, and calculating a mean, excluding any anomalies. Here's a crucial distinction that trips students up. A control variable is not the same as a control experiment. Control variables are factors you keep constant. A control experiment is a baseline comparison, like testing with no enzyme present to show that the enzyme is actually causing the reaction. Know the difference. Let's talk about the practical side. When you're writing a method, examiners want to see a logical sequence of steps that someone else could follow to reproduce your results. Use command verbs like measure, heat, record, add. Be specific about apparatus. Don't just say, use a beaker. Say, use a 250 cubic centimeter beaker. Don't say, heat the solution. Say, heat the solution to 40 degrees Celsius using a water bath. And here's a pro tip. When describing measurements, always include the apparatus and the precision. For example, measure the volume of gas produced using a gas syringe accurate to plus or minus 0.5 cubic centimeters. This shows you understand experimental precision. One more thing. Range and intervals. If you're changing your independent variable, you need enough data points to spot a pattern. Typically, aim for at least 5 different values. So if you're testing temperature from 20 to 60 degrees, you might use 20, 30, 40, 50, and 60. That's 5 data points at 10 degree intervals. Too few data points, and you can't draw valid conclusions. Right, let's talk exam technique. Planning questions are often worth 6 marks and use a levels-based mark scheme. To hit level 3, that's 5 to 6 marks, you need a logical, detailed method that would produce valid results. Level 2 is 3 to 4 marks for a partially complete method with some logical steps. Level 1 is just 1 to 2 marks for basic, incomplete ideas. Here's the strategy. Use the bullet points in the question as your checklist. If the question says, describe how you would investigate, make sure you cover hypothesis, variables, apparatus, method steps, repeats, and how you'd record results. If it says evaluate this method, you need to identify problems with validity or reliability and suggest specific improvements. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, writing measure the amount instead of specifying what you're measuring and the units. Number two, saying keep temperature constant without explaining how you need to mention the water bath or thermostat. Number three, describing qualitative observations like it bubbles when you need quantitative data like count the number of bubbles per minute. Number four, forgetting to mention repeats and calculating a mean. And number five, not reading the question carefully. If it asks for a plan, don't just describe what happens, describe what you would do. Here's a brilliant mnemonic to remember everything. CORMS. C, change the independent variable. O, organism or object you're testing. R, repeat at least three times. M, measure the dependent variable. S, same, keep control variables constant. If you check CORMS before you finish writing, you'll catch most mistakes. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Question one, what are the three types of variables in an experiment? Answer, independent variable, what you change. Dependent variable, what you measure. Control variables, what you keep the same. Question two, how many repeats should you do to improve reliability? Answer, at least three repeats, then calculate a mean excluding anomalies. Question three, what's the difference between validity and reliability? Answer, validity means the experiment tests what it's supposed to. Reliability means the results are consistent and repeatable. Question four, what does CORMS stand for? Answer, change, organism, repeat, measure, same. Question five, why must you specify apparatus in your method? Answer, to show precision and allow someone else to reproduce your experiment exactly. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Planning experiments is all about being specific, logical, and thorough. Remember your three types of variables and how to control them. Use CORMS as your checklist. Be precise about apparatus and measurements. Plan repeats to improve reliability. And always, always read the question carefully and use the bullet points as your guide. This is one of those topics where practice really does make perfect. Grab some past papers, find the 6-mark planning questions, and write full answers. Then check the mark scheme to see what the examiners wanted. You'll quickly spot the patterns and the key phrases that earn marks. You've got this! Planning experiments might seem daunting at first, but once you know the formula, it's one of the most predictable parts of your exam. Keep practicing, stay specific, and remember, examiners love detail. Thanks for listening to GCSE Biology Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.